Scholarship Virgins. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
On the weekends, we'll tune in to a home improvement program or two on television in our house to see if there are any ideas we can pick up. But without fail, the one thing we always pick up on is the unrealistic attitudes of the people who are house shopping or remodeling. Invariably, they have such a sense of entitlement that every house they look at is overpriced or requires too much work, or that their own house is worth a heck of a lot more than the market would dictate, or both. It reminds me exactly about how some parents of high school athletes are when it comes to their expectations of their child's sporting career beyond high school. Just like the title of one of the shows calls their subject property virgins because it's the first time dealing in the real estate or home improvement sphere, we can call our subject today scholarship virgins because they already think they know it all, even though they've never had the experience. I recall all too well from when my kids were in school how parents had that sense of entitlement where their kid was going to get a scholarship and how the letter they just got from a school reinforced that notion. Guess what? If you're on a roster or got your name in the paper even once, basically, if you have a pulse and play high school sports, you just might get a form letter from a college, and it means just about nothing. It means your kid and a bazillion other kids are now in someone's database. In real estate terms, you're in the multiple listing book, just like every other property that's out there for sale. The hard fact is that about 1% of all high school student athletes get a bona fide college athletic scholarship to play at a Division I school. Those numbers creep up a tad when you consider all of the college playing opportunities. The overall number is 6% in football because of the sheer number of players involved, and it's more like 3% in both genders of basketball. That's on the NCAA website, folks, and it's a good reality check. But the scholarship virgins don't let the truth clean the smudges off of their glasses. In a previous life, I was the sports information director at a Division III college here in Michigan, and one of the things I never had to worry about going through there every February was the rat race associated with signing day in football simply because there weren't then, and there still aren't today, college athletic scholarships. So it kills me when someone says they got a football or a volleyball or a basketball scholarship to a Division III school. But yet, the scholarship virgins continue to brag about the full ride their kid got, and moreover, how they get the local sports media to take the bait and print it. I'm proud of each and every kid who can, by however the game is played, get some or all of their college education paid for because they're in that 6% or less. Just remember that there's many more scholarships given and financial aid available based on the academic achievements of young people, and that for all of you scholarship virgins out there, remember that that's how most of your kids are going to continue their journey. And the faster you can get your perspective straight as to how the system works, the more you'll be living in the real world. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.